And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have a couple of folks from the Sitka Health Summit, Zach Desmond and Tammy Parker Song. And on the phone is Craig Nolte. He's with the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, calling in from Seattle. Welcome to Morning Edition, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great. We have you there, Craig. That's wonderful. Well, you're all here to talk about an upcoming event that's being hosted by the Sitka Health Summit. It's a health networking event, and it's happening next Thursday on the 28th. Craig, you're going to be the featured speaker, and we'll talk about your role and what you're going to contribute in just a minute. Right now, I'd like to ask Zach and Tammy to talk about what this actually pair of events is, what's happening on the 28th.
28th is going to be a big day. We're excited to have Craig up around lunchtime on the 28th. We're going to have a leaders' lunch, which is an opportunity for both formal and informal leaders to get together and connect through the lens of health and to understand better, with Craig's help, really what are the social determinants of health, which basically is a way of saying what are the conditions and elements of our community's environment, our social structures, our institutions, how do those all contribute to people's health outcomes, real health outcomes, and how leaders in different sectors of our community who are in charge of different, let's say, like housing, health, education, how do all of those interact to contribute to those outcomes? So that's going to be a great opportunity for people to connect with Craig and with each other, hopefully, around how their roles and their groups and organizations impact our work.
So there's the leaders' luncheon from noon to 1:30. And Tammy, what's the event from 2 to 4?
From 2 to 4 in the same location at UAS at room 106. This is a gathering for people who are on the ground. So not necessarily the head of an organization, but somebody who's working, again, formally or informally, in some area related to community wellness. And it really could be anything. It could be someone, you know, working at SAFE. It could be someone working in public housing. It could be a teacher who's working with kids. And again, our hope is that people can connect with each other as well as hearing what Craig has to say.
Well, Craig, how did you, with the Federal Reserve Bank, get connected with the Sitka Health Summit?
Sure. I participated in this health summit last year, and it was one of the best, or probably the best health summit I'd ever seen. And so I offered to, besides help sponsor that one, I offered to help plan the next one, too. So I'm excited to come to Sitka next week to help plan this health summit.
From what perspective do you bring to the question of what makes a healthy community?
Sure. The Federal Reserve System has two mandates, stable prices and maximum employment. We know that poor health can be a big barrier for someone to enter or stay in the workforce. And we also understand that the correlations between health and housing, education, and employment in the cross-sector collaborations are more effective than each of us working in our own silos. So that's why I'm excited about working with the team on the next health summit. And hopefully we'll be able to attract people from different sectors, employers, educators, social service workers, anyone that wants to help Sitka become a healthier and more prosperous community.
So why is this sort of intersectionality? Why is that important to improving community health? Why is it important to have folks from all sectors of the community a part of the process?
Well, as Zach described, that our health is determined not just by our clinical care. Our clinical care only determines about 10 to 20% of our health. The rest of it is social determinants. It's our built environment. Do we have access to exercise? Do we have access to healthy food? Do we have a house to live in? So it's a lot about the environment that we live in. And the Federal Reserve does a lot of scanning to determine what parts of our economy is not keeping up with the rest of the nation. And a lot of meetings that we hold result in the discussion about health. And so we know that our country spends more money per capita than most other developed countries, and and we receive worse results. And so we know that health is such a huge part of our GDP, and so we need to address this in some way. And it's not about more critical care. It's more about the triple aim of better care, better health, and a lower cost.
Well, as the Sitka Health Summit and as Sitkins in general continue these discussions and explore how to improve health on a really deep level, it can be helpful to hear stories of success. And I hear you're going to be sharing some of those.
That's right. So I currently assist about 20 health collaboratives in other states. And a lot of those collaboratives are now looking at more cross-sector types of a collaboration that are involving the different entities that we just described, educators, employers, people with in different government agencies, and how they can work together to improve health of the community. So I'll be talking about examples, what other people are doing in other markets during this session.
Would you mind giving us a brief outline of perhaps one success story that comes to mind that may be particularly relevant to Sitkins?
Sure. What's interesting to me is I go to different types of conferences, economic development conferences and housing conferences, and health is becoming part of each of these because we more and more of us are understanding of the relation to health. And so one example is there's an affordable housing developer in Seattle called Mercy Housing that has a partnership with the health sector to provide wraparound services to its residents. So now the health sector is coming to the housing development, which is mostly low and moderate income people and people of high health needs, and providing services such as screening, diabetes care, different kinds of services. And these types of things help people possibly graduate out of the affordable housing into mainstream housing so more people can take their place. So that's just one example.
An excellent example of how all these different experiences we hold in our lives impact our health and success as community members. Zach and Tammy, what are you hoping people take away from this pair of events on the 28th? Zach?
Well, I know from the Leaders Lunch, we're really hoping, honestly, the big outcome there is just for our leaders to consider what makes a community healthy, and hopefully in a new way so that they learn something new, get some good information, and make connections with each other. And frankly, that's a big part of the goal for the second part of the event, or the second half of the day, is for people to share some goals, see where there's some intersectionality, get some good information, and make connections.
Tammy?
Yeah, I think that I'm hoping that people actually learn something new, including myself. I think that, you know, a lot of times in Sitka, we have so much going on. We have wonderful nonprofits, and we all sort of are saying similar things to each other and sort of affirming what we already believe and already know. And so my hope is that, you know, I and everyone there will say, oh, I didn't realize before that, you know, this thing does connect to health, or that, you know, this person is working in such a way that it relates to this thing over here, you know, so that we can genuinely, I don't know, like move forward or create something new or deepen in our awareness or, you know, in ways that matter to the most vulnerable folks in our town.
And Craig, I'd like to ask you the same question. What do you hope or envision that folks will take away?
Well, I was real excited about the enthusiasm at the last summit. And we're trying to work more intensely to make sure this one has at least the same kind of impact. And that I, just like she indicated, that we're looking for people that care about the community and its residents and are willing to seek ideas to improve the population health.
And again,
and these ideas could be a lot of different. We could be real creative with these ideas.
And again, you're looking for folks not just from specific health sectors, but from all over. Well,
that's right. Yeah. The health sector is the sector that most people think of that should be caring about our health. But what we've learned is that there's other factors that affect our health, and that's why we need to engage the larger community.
Okay. Well, we have time for just a couple of particulars. Zach and Tammy, again, when and where, and it's important that people try to sign up in advance.
So this will be at UAS in room 106, which is on the first floor, on April 28th. And the leaders' luncheon is from 12 to 1:30. And then the quarterly great gathering is from 2 to 4 in the same place.
Okay. And are you hoping people are going to reach out and try to register for that in advance?
Yeah, it'd be great if people could RSVP. They can do that by calling me. I'm Zach Desmond. I'm at Braveheart. And you can call 907-747-4600. Or you can email Clara Gray. You know what? Call me, because I don't remember her email.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
Thanks, Craig.
We've been speaking with Craig Nolte with the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco and Zach Desmond and Tammy Parkersong with the Sitka Health Summit.